Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January the 31st. Made it through the month. Almost. We got a guy with a gun here in the studio, and I'm a big Second Amendment guy, by the way.
Good for you. Me too.
Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So, interim city manager Mendoza is not willing to face the spotlight?
Yes. You know, I don't, I think he's got some other meetings and things like that going on.
So it's not that, it's that we're just not as important.
You know, yeah, I'd have to look at his schedule. But he sent me in his place today.
Yeah. All right, we can go with that one. Our quote this morning, let's see if we can find one that's a real earth shaker. Ha ha ha. A Zen poem? No, that wasn't that good. All right. Ken Kesey. This is actually a good one. It's almost cop-related.
All right.
The trouble with superheroes is what to do between phone booths.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one. What's a phone booth? Anymore, right?
Yeah, ask anyone 15 or under. They probably won't know what a phone booth is now.
Or a telephone.
Yeah, they know what a cell phone is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's that thing on the wall there?
Yeah, it's an antique. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. So I was thinking, hearing some of the reactions throughout the country over the last little bit, or at least the reports of some of the actions. Did you guys have any activity this weekend, either the pro-life march or the other event that happened the week before? Was there any kind of concern action? Did you guys have to be on alert, or were you noting anything in Fortuna?
Well, yeah, we were on we were on alert. The activities were all planned for Eureka, so I think anyone that wanted to march or wanted to demonstrate in some fashion, they came to Eureka to do that. I know a lot of people that I know were involved in that march. Live in Fortuna, but they came to Eureka to march in one place. But as far as the city of Fortuna goes, no, we didn't see any activity as far as protesting or marches or any of that type of activity in Fortuna.
So what is going on in Fortuna? Heard a couple of arrests going on.
Yeah.
So I guess your trend, you're still kind of building your numbers there.
We're building our numbers. We're building them up for 2017 now. What's going on in Fortuna? Well, we're having our dispatch testing tonight. We have a dispatch opening, and we're testing, and that's a pretty tough test tonight at 5:30 at City Hall. So we're hoping to get some good applicants out of that.
Is it just show up kind of thing? Or are they already taking the preliminary,
paper? The application period was up until the 23rd, and we're doing our testing tonight.
Did you get a good pool?
19. We have 19, so we're hopeful. That's a tough test, and you have to get a pretty decent score to even get an interview after the test. So,
cross our fingers for you. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein. Bill, looking at where things are during wintertime, I know that you got budget and you're starting to do that. You're going to have a new boss. Okay, you're starting to do that. But you still have got winter. And we've had one of the wetter Januaries we've had in some time. Does that weather-related stuff, the windstorms and all the, does that throw an extra level of activity on top of the public safety folks, or is that almost allowed for and accommodated for, and it just is, and you roll with a punch, and instead of chasing down a shoplifter, you're moving a tree off the road?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, this has been a wet winter. You know, what's really helped Fortuna out, though, is the creek project we have going on. We haven't seen the flooding this year in Fortuna that we've seen in years past, so that's really helped us out. But sure, it does. You know, we're prepared for it. We live in Humboldt County. We're used to the rain and the wind. You know, our public works department is great. They're out there blocking roadways for us. They give us a great deal of assistance. They have sand down at Rona Park for people that, you know, that need sandbags and things like that. When you get a little bit of water,
have sandboxes?
They have sand. If you want to make a sandbox out of it, you certainly can. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it's we're used to it. We're used to the rain up here, and our public works and the police department, we work real well together. So
that's what I think. It's almost a return to norm rather than anything abnormal. For, you know, those of us that have been around a little bit.
Absolutely. This is the winter I remember growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not having as many floods as we used to.
Which is a good thing.
I mean, just
the water,
it's a little different, but there's a lot more wet going through the system.
Yeah. The river, the Ill River at Fortuna and Fernbridge a couple weeks ago was really up there.
It looks like a river again.
It was a raging river. I don't know if I've ever seen it that high. It was.
Well, then you don't remember, do you?
I don't remember that far. Right now, but, it was up there. It was,
yeah, seeing the Salt River as a river and the Old River as a river going out to Ferndale.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the old days.
Yeah.
You know, remembering some of those things that were out there. We can't. I was concerned and curious about how the levee. You know, you guys, I know you're not Public Works, but
right. Nonetheless,
if there's an issue, you're going to be aware of it. How the levee handles the increased elevation of the river flow.
You know,
it was okay because
I've been there for 22 years working for the Fortuna Police Department, and I don't think I've ever had one issue or heard of one issue with that levee.
But you had homeless camps that were
in that
area.
Now
the connection is made.
Right. The river does seem to clean out a lot of the campsites down along the river, the levee and under Main Street overpass and down towards Palmer. Some of those campsites tend to wash downstream when the river gets up there.
But really no concerns at this point?
No.
Well, the old curse has now been formally laid in.
Yeah. No, it's actually, like I said, we have a city staff, public works, police department. We work well together, and we're used to this type of thing. And
is the community?
I think most of the community that's been there for any length of time has you know, seen this type of weather and rain pattern and a little bit of flooding and things like that. So I think most people are ready for it. We don't get a whole lot of calls unless something major, like a tree in the road or something like that.
The mini slides, things that might impede you guys if you're having to respond to the other side.
Yes, absolutely.
The 299 factor.
Yes. Is that open yet?
I guess about an hour or two a day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're seeing a lot more traffic, you know, heading south. Yeah, everybody's taking 36
That's kind of where I was headed. I was wondering if you guys are seeing more on 36 and in some of the areas.
Oh, absolutely.
Ronerville and you know, the feeders to it.
Yeah, I have noticed an uptick in traffic heading out towards Hydesville.
That's CHP territory, right?
Yeah. We Hillrist Drive in Fortuna is about where our city limits end, and the county picks up.
You guys don't have sphere of influence?
No. No, we have.
You have no influence.
We have a sphere of influence, but we don't handle calls for service out there.
Fine. Oh, hey, you got a little construction going on downtown, also.
Yeah, they're rebuilding the Greens Pharmacy building, and I've seen the plans in our building department for that, and that looks absolutely wonderful. Be really excited to see that building go up and see what it looks like.
Do you have any security concerns about those types of projects? I mean, a big something like that in the middle of downtown. Okay, I mean, it's cool just to see and sense and right. feel the activity, but do you guys have to, like, cruise the facility every once in a while, or you know, something happens, you know, like a cement truck pulls up or something like that? Do you guys provide any of that traffic control, things of that nature, or is that pretty much site specific and the folks doing the work themselves?
It's pretty site specific, and generally the if they're pouring concrete or something, the construction crew will come out and might do some traffic control. We're usually not involved in that. We do do extra patrol for those sites, absolutely. If there's, you know, lumber or building equipment on a site, you know, it's an attractive target for a thief. So you know, our graveyard shift especially, we're doing lots of patrols through there.
Any kind of communication? Will they tell you, hey, we're going to be blocking off one lane of Main Street?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. They generally call our dispatch and let us know beforehand.
That's once you have dispatch, you have passed the test that's being taken tonight.
Passed the test tonight, yes.
All righty. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with PIO for the city of Fortuna, Bill Doberstein.
Yes.
He also has a thing that says he's a police chief, but
yeah.
Right now he's PIO Bill.
Yes, promoting Fortuna.
That's right, yeah. You guys have got the State of the City coming up in a couple of days. Any surprises? When you were doing your prep for that, was there anything that leapt out at you? You went, I didn't realize blank.
Well, you know, no real big surprises. You know, preparing for the State of the City, you know, with our stats and things like that, they continue to go up. You know, that's not really a big surprise. It actually only went up about 1,000 calls for service in 2016 versus 2015, where we'd been seeing, you know, 2,000 calls for service more every year. Kind of an indicator of, you know, the it's leveling out a little bit, so that's good. But State of the City, you know, I think that's a great venue. I love that Fortuna has a State of the City and get everybody there together and have, you know, business and city leaders talk about what's going on in Fortuna and what direction people in Fortuna want to go and where they want to take their city. And the police department plays a small role in that. We have a little bit of a role that we do a little presentation. This year, we're having our canine unit, our canine handler and our canine Nordy. They're going to do a little presentation on our canine program and do a little demonstration for the crowd. So that'll be fun and interesting this year.
Now, is it going to be a demonstration like we see on some of the, like the History Channel when they demonstrate the sword and they're whipping up on something, or... Yeah, the car guys, and they demonstrate what the are you when you say demonstrate. There's a wide variety of how that could be defined with a canine.
Well, I was hoping that I got a bite suit for you to wear, and I was going to ask you if you wanted to come down to Fortuna on Thursday.
Yeah.
And
don't worry, that's about 10 sizes too short.
Right.
Yeah, that exposed flesh. Don't worry about it.
He never goes up for the shoulder or anything, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No, it's actually going to be more of a show and tell type of thing. We're going to bring the dog in and talk about the canine program history and canine handler protection and how the dog. You know, the dog is very friendly with the public, and, you know, people can come up and pet him, and he's a great dog, and show him off a little bit, and, you know, he's always a crowd pleaser.
And then the magic word.
Yeah. The magic word, yeah. You don't want to hear the magic word.
Yeah. Don't just read the dictionary in front of the dog, because eventually
right.
something will happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his commands are in Czech, so.
Okay.
So as long as you don't know any
that's pretty
Czechoslovakian, safe. You're probably going to be okay.
Bohunk?
Yeah.
Kolachi? That's about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kolachi could be close considering it's pastry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this isn't the police environment. Best not to say kolachi.
Yeah,
huh?
I just keep the check off the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't bring any check words out.
Yvonne Lendl.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you guys have the opportunity to do the outreach into the school, the elementary schools with the canine?
Absolutely. We really promote that. Our canine handler, Justin Primafori, is constantly getting requests to for preschools. We go to a lot of preschools in town, kindergarten, elementary schools seem to be where the dog is, you know, really makes an impact on people. And, you know, the kids love the dog, and they love to hear about what the dog does. You know, we don't do a whole lot of bite demonstrations. They do training every month where the dog goes out. And actually, we have an officer who is called a canine agitator. And he actually went to a school for that. And he's the one that puts the bite sleeve on. And he'll go out there and, you know, and they'll give him the magic check word. And he'll go out and get bit on the arm or something like that with the sleeve. And we bring that to the school sometimes and show that. But typically it's going to be like at the State of the City where we bring the dog in, talk about the canine program, and let the kids pet the dog and see what it's like.
It's intriguing because the officer and, well, the officers drive around together, right? I mean, they're together
yeah.
all the time. So I would think, you know, a coworker would eventually become familiar with or to the dog.
Yeah,
so
the dog is
once it's in police mode,
it's reacting to the command. It's
just
doing what it's trained to do, and it's not.
So Chief Bill could be in danger here if somebody had a bad day, a bad review.
I could, yeah. Yeah, I could be absolutely. And that dog, I've seen him put teeth on people, and it's not something I want to be on the receiving end of. That's for sure.
I can appreciate that. Any body part.
Yeah.
Other than not mine.
Right.
You know,
right.
Then we'll sit back and watch. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Chief Bill.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Chief Doberstein from Fortuna. Still?
Yeah.
Fortuna, okay. Bill, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the state of the city. What do you get out of attending the event? Is it like a staff meeting that you don't have to attend? Do you get a chance to see the community's reaction to stuff that you're already aware of? What does staff get out of that?
I get a lot out of it. You know, we have typically we'll have someone maybe like from the McLean Foundation that will come in and speak. And they've got a couple of, you know, really big projects going on in Fortuna. And it's just really interesting for me to hear and get perspective on those. The Open Door, the Community Center, things like that that are coming into Fortuna. And, you know, I get a lot out of it. And, you know, really the mayor speaks. I don't know what she's going to speak about before she comes in and talks. So I get a lot out of her conversation. The Public Works Director puts together a PowerPoint and talks about upcoming projects and things for the city. I'm aware on a certain level through, you know, department head meetings and things like that, but not really to the scale that they present at the State of the City breakfast. So I get a lot out of it. I enjoy it.
How long does it take? Is it an hour, hour and a half?
It's about an hour and a half. I think it starts at 7:30 and it's done about 9.
And folks, if they want to attend,
I mean, folks, if they want to,
it's an open.
I think you need a ticket, and you get those through the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce. So they're the ones who actually put the State of the City breakfast on. So the city, buys or rents a table, and certain city staff will attend, and the mayor, obviously.
The few, the chosen,
the city council,
the staff,
and staff. Yeah, usually it's department heads and the city council.
What is the biggest wow that people get from what you guys do? From not the dog part of it, but when you're up there going wow 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 wow, wow. Can you tell when something resonates?
Yeah, I can. Just hearing about, what we do every day, and just talking about certain things. I was talking earlier about, just last week, and this is not really a good wow, but just last week we had two vehicles stolen in Fortuna where someone had got up in the morning, started their car up to warm it up, and went back in their house. Two separate locations in Fortuna, two different cars were stolen. And, the biggest wow I get is, wow, I didn't know that kind of stuff was happening in Fortuna. I still don't lock my door up, and I still, leave my keys in the car at night. And, those sorts of things are, we're always trying to educate people on that. And it's usually a wow in the other direction, like, wow, I didn't know that was going on. So.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. More of an oh.
Well, I would think it's tough. You don't want to be an alarmist.
Right.
You don't want to lose the small town flavor.
Right.
But you don't want people to be stupid in public either.
Right. And Fortuna does have a great community atmosphere. It still has a small town flavor, but there are things going on. It's just educating people.
Different activities in different neighborhoods?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you've got the old established Against the Hill, north of Main Street. Okay. Been there for a long, long time. And then you got the newer developments.
Right.
Do you see different types of activities in the different neighborhoods?
To some degree we do. We like to look at Fortuna as, being one community. However, yeah, certain neighborhoods have different issues. We might have, we definitely have about three or four areas in Fortuna that have a higher crime rate than other areas in Fortuna. And we tend to concentrate our patrols in those areas and things like that.
And then there's Bella Vista.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk to the sheriff about what he does in that area.
Yeah, we should.
Won't say much more than that because, he has a gun also.
Right.
Thanks for coming by, Bill.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.